Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you again for joining Warrior Women for God Blog Talk Radio Bible Study, as we are always excited for the opportunity to share in God's Word with you on tonight. It is 2015. Yes, we have made it through another year. This is our first Bible study of 2015, so we are absolutely excited to just dig into God's Word and to share it with you on tonight. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. God has done so many awesome things in our lives, and I know sometimes for some of us, we sit back and we think, you know what, I don't know about that, Erica, because I've gone through this, and this person has left me, and I've been rejected in this situation, and I don't understand, my finances are spiraling backwards, I'm barely holding on. But let me tell you something, in the midst of it all, God is still good. In the midst of it all, he still has you in his hand. So it doesn't matter how bad it looks, it doesn't matter how bad it seems, God is still in control. And we are always giving him praise, no matter what. Did you hear that? No matter what, we have to always give God the praise. And there have been so many things that are going on around us in, you know, in different cities, in different states, and just so many different things. People are just dying, and children are hungry, and people are homeless, but we still, as children of God, have to trust God in the middle of situations. We still have to say, Lord, you know, it doesn't matter how bad it looks. It doesn't matter how bad it seems. God, I am still going to trust you. So, Lord, we thank you. And no matter what, that's our words. Thank you. Lord, I thank you because you're just so awesome. So we're going to open up with a word of prayer, and as you all know, I love to set the atmosphere, so we're going to get some praise and worship going on, and then after that, we will come forth with the word. Dear God, we thank you on tonight. Father, we just bless your name. We praise you because of who you are. Lord, we just come before you to lift you up on this evening. God, we don't care how things look. We don't care how it feels, how things sound. God, we just want to take this moment to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. God, we thank you for keeping us in our right minds. Because, Lord, if it was not for you, Lord, I don't know where I would be. And, God, so for that, I'm going to take a moment to just say thank you. God, you woke me up this morning. You gave me breath in my body. I still have the use of my limbs. So, Father, I thank you for that. And, God, on tonight, I ask that if someone is sick in their body, Lord, that you would just bestow health unto them, that you would just touch them in those areas of their lives, Father God, where no one knows the pain, God. It's not always a physical healing that we need. Sometimes, God, we just need a spiritual healing. Sometimes, God, we need a healing in our faith, in our mindset. So, Father God, I ask that you would just reach forth unto your children, and that you would just bless their lives, that you would just touch them, God. Lord, that you would just give them the desires of their hearts, because, God, everything belongs to you. So as your children, we have birthrights to inheritance. So, God, on tonight, we are calling forth our inheritance. We are calling forth those things which the enemy has taken away. We are coming to possess our land in 2015. And, Lord, we ask for the strength to to do it. Father, we ask for the courage to do it. God, we ask that you would just put troops all around us, Father God, that you would give us the confidence to go forth and to move forth in your word, to move forth in your promise, to do those things, Father God, that you have told us to do, those things that we have sat down with, Father God, those things that we are doubting about, God, because we don't have enough, just enough faith to know and enough trust and enough belief, Father, to know that it is you and we don't have to lack for anything. So, God, on tonight, I just ask that you would just renew each and every one of us, Father. Renew our minds, renew our strength, renew our love, Father God. Renew our language, God, even the words that we speak. Father, I ask that you would renew our tongue on tonight. God, we love you. We praise you. Lord, we lift you up. God, we just thank you on tonight, Father. It doesn't matter how bad it looks, Father God. It doesn't matter what the doctor says, God, because we know that you are Jehovah Jireh. We know that you are our provider. So, God, we are claiming victory in our bodies. We are claiming victory in our finances. We are claiming victory in our families, in our relationships, in our careers, in our dreams, in our goals, in all those things, Father God, that we put our hand to, God. We are claiming victory. And Lord, we will not take it for granted that you are the source, that you are the foundation, that it is because of you that we exist. It is because of you that we have. God, we just love you on tonight. So, Father, we will continue to bless you. We will continue to lift you up, God. We will continue to praise your name. And, God, we just love you. We thank you and we praise you. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in 2015, some things for some of us, we're in a real good transition right now. There are some promises, some things that God has told us that he's going to do for you. And, you know, you're looking at the way that 2014 ended and the circumstances and the challenges. But I stop by to tell you on tonight that God is turning it around for you. It is working out for your good. So only thing you have to do is just hold on and trust our God. Hold on and know that he's going to do just what he said. And I'm going to play tonight with Sean Mitchell, Turning Around for Me. Be blessed.
But not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around.
If I stay strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
Some of us, we have to claim our season of turnaround. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it feels. God is turning things around for you. You are in a season of turnaround. I know it doesn't feel comfortable. I can tell you that I know because I'm in turnaround right with you. It doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't sound comfortable. It doesn't look comfortable. But you have to know that when you are in the wrong position and you're about to do a breech birth, the doctor has to go up and turn the baby around so that it can come out in the right position. It can come out postured correctly. And then sometimes when the baby just refuses to come out, you have to go in and do a C-section. And so in our lives, God has to sometime go in and turn some things around. And you can ask anyone who's ever had a baby, is a contraction a comfortable thing? No, it is not. It is very painful. It is very intense. It doesn't last very long sometimes, but when it comes, it's painful and it's powerful. But at the end of the whole thing, at the end of the contractions, at the end of the sweating, at the end of the crying, at the end of the screaming, at the end of putting people out of your room, the miracle shows up, and that miracle is a baby. And so for some of us, God is putting us in turnaround right now. Some of us have some things that are coming out in a breech formation, and God is saying, not so. I have to go in and I have to turn it around. Some of us is just in, you're so pregnant with purpose and you're refusing to do what God has told you to do, so he's going to have to C-section you. Now, trust and believe, take it from someone who's had two C-sections. A C-section is not easy. Some people think, oh, yeah, I didn't have to push. Oh, yeah, I didn't have to, you know, go through the pain and the pressure of all of that. But when you go through a C-section, there's a serious time of healing. Sometimes it can take longer than others, but you have staples because of the cut. So you have to go through a longer period of cutting. And I don't understand why God has me talking about birthing on tonight, but I'm just coming by to let you know that in this season, he's turning some things around. Some of you have been waiting. God, you promised me this, and Lord, you promised me that, and you're sitting and you're waiting, and you're so pregnant with it, and God has given you so many promises, and people have prophesied, but yet it doesn't seem like it's coming through. But for some around you, it just seems like it's blessing after blessing, and things are just being bestowed upon their life. And yet you're sitting back and you're saying, but God, you told me that I could have that. God, you promised me that you know, that was for me. And he's saying, I'm not. The delay of your birth doesn't mean that I am denying you. So when you are on the birth, and when you're in the birthing room and it's time for a C-section, you have a delay in the process, but God does not deny you the ability to have a baby. It's just that your process is a little bit different. The doctor has to cut you open, and he has to pull the baby out, because sometimes our bodies are not equipped enough to do the pushing. Something goes wrong and it blocks and we can't get the baby out, or the baby is too big, so the blessing is too big that God has to perform a C-section in our life. So on tonight, don't be doubtful, don't be weary, don't lose trust, don't lose faith. God said he's going to do a C-section in your miracle, because there are some people that he's going to have to cut out the way. There are some enemies that he's going to have to put back in hell. There are some things that are around you that God has to cut away so that he can go in and pull his promise out. But I stop by to tell you that on tonight, his promise is his promise, and it will not go void. God is not a man that he shall lie. His promises will come to pass. Just hold on a little while longer. So, Lord, I thank you for that word. Sometimes God just puts us in a different place. We have one thing to teach, and he just gives us something else to say. So those of you who are in ministry or who have ever, you know, dealt with ministry, you understand how God just works. God is just God. There's nothing we can do about that. But I thank God for his word. I don't know who that was for tonight, but that birthing process is on the way. So on tonight, to start out with 2015, we are going to talk about being a virtuous woman. Yes, 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 I am coming down the woman. We are going to talk about being a virtuous woman. And why is it that a virtuous woman is important? Because there are 10 virtues of the Proverbs 31 woman, and we're going to go through those virtues, because some of us, and including me, there are some areas in my life that I need to clean up. There are some areas in my life that I need to get together so that I can be the complete, the whole, the total woman that God has called me to be. Now, the first virtue of the Proverbs 31 woman is faith. So a virtuous woman serves God with all of her heart, mind, and soul. She seeks his will for her life, and she follows his way. And that is in Proverbs 31, 26, and Proverbs 31, 29 through 31. So a virtuous woman has faith. How is your faith looking on tonight? Are you wavering in your faith? And you know what? I can't tell you that I've always been faith out. I can't tell you that, you know, I've always walked by faith and not by sight, because then I would be lying. But I'm going to tell you that when you walk by faith, there is something about just trusting God in process. You know, I was looking for something last night. I was looking for my Social Security card last night, and everywhere I looked, I couldn't find it. And I stood still, and I said, you know what, God? I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to rest, and I'm going to have faith to believe that in the morning, you will show me where the card is. I set my alarm at 7 a.m. I walked into the room. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, I really need this. Can you please show me where my card is? So I looked in one wallet, I didn't go in there thinking that I wouldn't find it. I went in facing knowing that I was going to come out of that room with my Social Security card. And so I looked down and something said, look at the little purple bin right there. And guess what? That's where it was. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. But when I went to bed last night, I went to bed knowing, having faith and anticipation that I would find my Social Security card in the morning. 5 minutes. Did you hear that? So another virtue of the Proverbs 31 woman is mothering. That is something that is so powerful. A virtuous woman teaches her children the ways of her Father in heaven. She nurtures her children with the love of God, disciplines them with care and wisdom, and trains them in the way that they should go. Are you mothering as a woman? And it doesn't mean, you know, some people say, well, I don't have any children. There are children all around you. Sometimes you begin to nurture and be loving towards children that you didn't even birth. Why? Because that's a part of you. That's in you. So make sure that if you do have your own children and even your grandchildren, you're loving them. You're nurturing them. You're training them up in the way that they should go. You ready for this one? I need some help on this one. The next one is health. A virtuous woman cares for her body. Ooh, I let a few things go. I've been a little neglectful with my body, but I'm getting better every day. I am a work in progress. And listen, she prepares healthy food for her family. Help me, Jesus, because the kitchen is not really my friend. I be so busy and doing this and doing that, I don't feel like cooking. But according to the word of God, am I slacking as being a virtuous woman if I'm not doing what he says in Proverbs 31:14-15 and 31:17? I have to care for my body, and I have to make sure that I am preparing food for my family, and not just anything. It didn't say microwave. It didn't say instant meal. It didn't say the dollar meal. It said healthy food for her family. Now listen, seriously, I have some work to do. So if some of these things that we go through tonight, if you're in the fist and you're like, ouch, ooh, you just stepped on my toe, it's okay because I'm right there with you. We are growing together. Excuse me, a virtuous woman. The next one is service. A virtuous woman serves her husband, her family, her friends, and her neighbors with a gentle and loving spirit. She is charitable. Did you all hear that? It didn't say that she was stingy. It didn't say that she was selfish. It didn't say that she was gossiping and never liking nobody and staying to herself and being evil and mean and nasty. Mm-mm. It says that the virtuous woman serves, and listen, you ready for this? It didn't just say that she only serves her husband, because everybody doesn't have a husband. Because I know some people be like, oh, well, that don't mean me because I'm not married or I'm widowed, so that leaves me out. Mm-mm. You have to listen to the other three extensions to that. She serves her family, her friends, and her neighbors. Ooh. Hey, do we have some work to do or what? Finances. Help me, Jesus. A virtuous woman seeks her husband's approval before making purchases and spends money wisely. She is careful to purchase quality items which her family needs. Now, see, There we go again. Because some of you are going to say, well, I don't have a husband and I'm not married. You know, I'm widowed. But the other side of that is she spends money wisely. Are you being wise with what God has blessed you with? And this does not mean that this is a time for us to start beating ourselves up, for us to start feeling bad, for us to start saying, you know what, I don't know, that's just me. I just, you know, I don't know how to control that. Or just start getting depressed about these things. God brings us wisdom and he brings us knowledge so that we can begin to change and shift those things that he is showing us. So it doesn't matter how bad it is, you have to forgive yourself. And say, self, I forgive you for spending money recklessly. I forgive you for not being wise with what God blessed you with. Forgive yourself. Sometimes, you know, it just feels good to sit down and write a letter to yourself and say, you know what? I haven't always been good with my money. I haven't always been good in my service, in my mothering, in my faith, in my health. But guess what? Lord, thank you for getting me to this point where you're peeling the covers back. He's taking the veil off of some things that he wants you to look at, some things that he wants you to pay attention to. So now that you know, you have to do better. When you learn and you learn different and you understand that the way that you're going isn't right, you got to make a U-turn. And that doesn't always mean just a letter U. That means a Y-O-U-turn. Mm-hmm, yes, a U-turn. You need to turn around. And I'm right with you. The next one is in marriage, and some of us are not, everybody is not married, but there are some women who are connected to us who may be divorced, who've gone through, you know, bad relationships, who are widowed, and you still desire that God would send you a mate. So this is in preparation for what is to come, and it says, a virtuous woman respects her husband. She does him good all the days of her life. She is trustworthy, and a helpmate. Are we helping or are we hindering our mate? That's something to think about. Because becoming a Proverbs 31 woman isn't about, you know, I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to be this excellent person. I'm not going to have any flaws. No. Mm-mm. It's about living your life with purpose. It's about committing to make changes and to shift those things in your life that need to be different. So if you desire a husband, then you can begin to pray to God now, Lord, help me even now to begin to respect myself so that when you send me that man of God, I'm able to respect him. God, help me to trust myself so that I can begin to be trustworthy for my husband. Lord, those things that are in me that are not of you, I ask that you would clean it up in the name of Jesus. See, you have to put those uglies on the altar. That's what I call them. Put the uglies on the altar. It's painful. You're going to cry a little bit. You probably want to beat yourself up. Go sit in the corner. Okay, cool. Take a time out. Get up out the ring. Don't no boxers sit in the corner the whole fight. They might need a little time out. Go on over there in the corner and sit down. Get yourself together. Put a little ice where it hurts. You know, put a little prayer. Put a little word of God. Renew your mind and get back up. get back up again and come and do and be the woman that God has called us to be. The next one is beauty. Now, I'm going to tell you all something. This is so funny. It says, a virtuous woman is a woman of worth and beauty. She has the inner beauty that comes only from Christ. She uses her creativity and sense of style to create beauty in her life and the lives of her loved ones. Now, guess what? I remember as a child, as a kid, as a teenager, even as a young adult, I love to wear a ponytail. I love my ponytail. When I would get my braids, it was in a ponytail. Right now I have braids and I have it up in like a little ponytail bun. Mm-hmm. I loved my ponytail. And I remember my mother used to say to me, Erica, can you do, you know, baby, you need to just do a little something to your face. Stop wearing your hair in a ponytail all the time. Make yourself look nice. And she would get my sister to do my hair. And my sister would get so disgusted because the next day it would look like I had been out and about with no care to my head. And I used to ask my sister, well, how did you get your hair to just behave? And she would say, well, I disciplined my hair. And it's disciplined to this day. Is mine? No, it still has its own way about it. But guess what? I'm growing every day, and I love the fact that I have a great accountability partner and a great partner in ministry, Minister Andrea, because she has said to me, Erica, in 2015, we're going to step it up a notch with our beauty. I said, all right. See, it's good when you can grow together with somebody. It's good when you have somebody that's questioning like, boo, you look like you're about $2 right now, and you know that you shouldn't be stepping out the house looking like that. And even if you're in the house and you're married, my goodness, dress it up a little bit. Give the man a reason to smile, just a little bit. And then if you're by yourself, guess what? Have that inner beauty that's so beautiful that it just exudes on the outside. And when you step out your door, let me tell you, I remember when my mother and my dad, Herman Gordon, God rest his soul, when they would go out on Sunday, they would be dressed alike. I mean, from head to toe, it was the cutest thing. So you have to make sure that you are dressing it up and getting it right. Time. A virtuous woman uses her time wisely. She works diligently to complete her daily task. She does not spend time dwelling on those things that do not please the Lord. Okay. Whip your calendars out. I need you to do a time check. Are you doing things that please the Lord? Are you using your time wisely? Does God get any of your time? Does he get 5 minutes of prayer from you at least? Does he get a day, some time every single day? Every day we should be giving time to God. You know, before you even put your feet on the floor, when he wakes you up and you can wiggle your toes, I want you to say, Lord, I just thank you for this day. Before your feet even hit the floor, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. How often are we just saying thank you? Driving down the street, thank you, Lord. You know what, Lord, I didn't want anything today. I just wanted to say thank you. Can you imagine if we began to just walk in a spirit of thank you? Every time someone holds the door for us, thank you. When someone brings a package, UPS, or you go to the doctor's office and you have to fill out the forms and the person hands you a form and you just say, thank you. It doesn't matter what it is. Just get a spirit of thank you in your heart. And that goes when you're giving time to God. Just, Lord, I just want to say thank you. That's all. And keep it moving. Call somebody and say, you know what? I just want to say thank you. And as hard as this may seem, sometimes you got to thank your enemies. Because you know what? They keep you on your toes. They keep you praying. They keep you focused. They keep you thinking about the Lord. They keep you calling on his name. Tell them thank you. They build your faith. They build your trust. The challenges build your faith. It builds your trust. Say thank you for the good and the bad. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Homemaking. A virtuous woman is a homemaker. Did you hear that? She creates an inviting atmosphere of warmth and love for her family and guests. She uses hospitality to minister to those around her. Now, if nobody ever wants to come visit, or as soon as they come visit, they're ready to leave, I want you to check your homemaking. Your atmosphere should be inviting. People should want to go to your house. They should feel welcome when they come in, and vice versa. And sometimes, you know what, ladies? We can give a sister a little hint, because we say so much stuff in joking that we need to get serious about providing honest, constructive criticism. Now, I didn't say go around insulting people, or you know that somebody is struggling, or you know that they're having difficulty and you just tear them down. That's not what I said. I said constructive criticism. So that means in love. And you have to kind of know the person, because all the time it's not what you say, but how you say it. Say it in love. You go to somebody's house, girl, have you ever thought about, you know, you see all these holes in your tablecloth? Or can I bring that tablecloth? Bring your friend a tablecloth. Or if you notice that the cupboards are bare and she doesn't have a lot of glasses, don't be like, girl, I can't believe you don't have no cups in your cupboard. No. You come bearing gifts. You know, and don't say, you know, I noticed you ain't had no cups in your cupboards, so I just thought I would bring you some. No. What you say is, you know, I just wanted to bless you today. And you give it to the person. That sounds so much different than, girl, please. How you expecting me to come over here and get anything to drink? You don't have no cups. That sounds so different from, I just wanted to be a blessing to you. Here you are. Which one would you receive, the blessing or the complaint and the criticism? I go for the blessing. Okay, and our last one is industry. A virtuous woman works willingly with her hands. Listen to this, guys. She sings praises to God and does not grumble while completing her task. She sings praises to God. Lord, I just want to thank you. She sings praises to God. So she's not complaining. She's not fussing. She's not cursing in the back of her mind. Did you hear that? She's singing praises to God. Lord, I just want to thank you. While she's cleaning up. And y'all know how it is. You know, growing up, even as an adult, when I visited my mom's house, she would be singing while she cleaning, and then all of a sudden, sometimes she would go into a serious prayer and praise, and we all be looking like, is she all right? But guess what? She was praising while she was doing her task. And the things that you do around your children, they pay attention to. You may think that, you know, oh, they're not paying attention to me. Please believe they are. They really are paying attention to you. They pay attention. We paid attention, didn't we? I know I did. So that's the same way with our children. They will continue to pay attention. So I hope that my ladies in 2015, that we're going to grow together as virtuous women, that we're going to grow together to be the woman that God has called us to be. Does that mean we're going to be perfect women? No. That just means that we're going to be women with purpose who is moving forward every day to do what God has called us to do. That means we're going to be women who walk in love. We're going to sow seeds of gratitude. We're going to have consideration for others. We're going to let our light so shine for the world to see. Don't keep it to yourself. It don't do no good. Don't keep it to yourself. How are you going to support and help others if you keep it to yourself? You can't do that. You must allow others to see the light in you. And then sometimes, you know, you just got to sing that song because the devil get busy. And people be looking like, well, why didn't you lose your mind in that situation? Girl, I would have cursed him out. Huh, I would have bust them tires. I'd have bust that window. I'd have flattened those tires. What? Who she think she's talking to? Huh, I'll come over there. I'll show her who she not talking to. And y'all know what I'm talking about, right? But instead of going that route, guess what we be saying? It's the God in me, you know, the Mary Mary song, because it really is the God in you. It's the God in you that allows you to refrain from going upside somebody's head. It's the God in you who keeps your tongue still when someone is cursing you to your face and you can sit there and look at them and not say a word, because in your heart, you know what you're doing? You're praying for the person. And sometimes, you know, our prayer be like, Lord, if you don't get this individual, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have to need some bail. Somebody going to have to put the deed up. So, Lord, I just need you to do your will be done. So right now I'm asking that your will be to remove this individual. And how is it that we can say and do those things? It's for God in me. So I love, 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 love each and every one of you. You guys know that we're Women for God. We love you, but of course God loves you best. And if you would like to encourage another sister, if you would like to just share, you know, you might have a praise report. You might have a testimony. You might just want to tell another sister, you know what, if anybody hasn't told you today that they love you, I just want to tell you that I love you. I just want to tell you that I'm praying for you, because it is together that we will uplift each other. We can't do this thing alone, and I've learned that more than ever this week. I can't do it alone. You can't grow alone. You can't learn. Well, you can, but it's better when you have company. It is better when you have company, people to hold you and keep you accountable. So you can press 1, and I will unmute your lines, and I see that someone is already in queue. But before we start taking calls, you guys, on Monday nights, if you have not plugged in to hear Minister Keisha in intercessory prayer, you are missing a treat. So please join us on Monday nights, and that number is 712-432-3100, and the code is 283-302. Again, that's 712-432-3100, and the code is 283-302. And know that Warrior Women for God, we are here for you. And if you need support and being that virtuous woman, you let us know. You can reach out to us on Facebook. You can unmute your line and share your number or whatever it is that you need. We are here for you. Minister Andrea will be bringing the word on next week. So just know that we are a support and just a lifeline for you, and we absolutely love you. Caller with the last 4, 9804, you are live on the air with Warrior Women for God.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always, always. Y'all keep me going. I just want to say that, you know, since I've been coming online, you know, listening to y'all, I feel that I have grown some. I still have a lot of growing to do, and I know this, but, you know, y'all keep me so, I don't know, y'all just keep me on track. You know, I know I can get to a time to where I can be selfish, you know, and I'm married. You know, and my husband tell me all the time, Tawana, it's not all about you. You know, but at one time, I thought it was all about me. all about me. You know, you have to cater to me, not me cater to you. But I was looking at it all totally wrong. That's not the way it should be. You know, so I got a lot of work that I'm, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get all these little things that, you know, I used to do out of my system and, you know, just, but y'all really helped me week to week because I started seeing things that I shouldn't be doing that I need to let go. I've let go, you know, some people. I've let go some things. And there's still a lot of things that I need to do, you know, as being that wife. You know, my kids are grown and out the house, you know, so it's just me and him. So I've turned some things around since I've been listening to y'all, you know, of how that wife should be, you know, how I should be, you know, towards my husband, how I should be towards life, period. I have really, you know, come a long way because I had a lot of animosity, you know, with a lot of things that happened to me in life and why is it happening to me, girl? I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing. Why is it happening to me? But like you say, you can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you need that support group. And just y'all supporting me and helping me every week, I just want to thank y'all.
You are quite welcome. And know that we appreciate you for just being a consistent member with Warrior Women for God in prayer and in Bible study, and we will continue to lift you up and to share and rejoice in your victory and celebrate with you in those things that God is bringing you to another level in. And we absolutely, absolutely love you. You are always giving us shout-outs, and we really, really, really appreciate that. If there will not be another one, excuse me, to share on this evening, we're going to close out with a word of prayer. And again, we do have another caller in queue, so if you would like to share with the ladies on the line, press 1 before we close out in prayer, and I will unmute your line and give you an opportunity to be a blessing to another sister. Caller with the last 4, 8621, you're live on the air.
Oh, 8621. I'm so sorry. You know what? I changed my number. I forgot that was my number. Oh, bless you, darling. That was a beautiful message, and I'm thankful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he is bringing you up higher and stronger in him, and you're about a good work, and I want you to stay on the wall and keep on listening to the voice of the Lord and doing his will and just being blessed because the Lord is really, truly blessing you, my daughter. You are my physical daughter, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's doing in you. And I'm just grateful. I'm just really, truly grateful. And your Aunt Lil was listening, too, because she called me and said she was going to get on there, but she said she just can't forget that message that you spoke a few weeks back, Lord, sit on me. I told her, I saw it live. That was really one powerful message. But thank God for all of you. I love you, all three of you girls. I love you very, very much. And I thank God for you all yielding yourself to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he can keep on using you and strengthening you and renewing you and changing you and conforming you to his will for his glory. And then your light is shining to a world that they can see how real Christ is because they can see the difference that he made in each and every one of us. So I thank God for that. So, baby, you be blessed and keep your hands to the gospel plow. Stay on your knees and stay in the word, and you can't go wrong. I love you much. This is coming from your mother. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to my mom, Mother Gordon. We absolutely love and appreciate you. You are faithful to our prayer line, to intercessory prayer. You're faithful with Bible study, joining in with us, and we do not take that for granted. We absolutely appreciate you for being a part and sharing your motherly love and wisdom with our ministry. So we're going to close out in a word of prayer, And do not forget to join us on Monday night as Minister Keisha brings intercessory prayer. And join us back here next Thursday as Minister Andrea brings the word. Lord, we thank you for another day. God, we thank you for our life, for our health, and for our strength. God, we ask that for those who are on the line, who are going through the birthing process, Father God, we ask that you would begin, God, to just give them the directions, that you would assign their midwife to their life, Father God, so that when the contractions are hard and the pain gets heavy, Father God, they will understand that spiritually, Lord, they just need to push. Spiritually, God, they need to get on the threshing floor and begin to pray more and just begin to seek your face. God, we thank you on tonight. Father God, we thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon our life. We don't take it for granted, God, because you did not have to do what you have already done. And Lord, we know that there are still promises that you are bringing forth in our life. So, Father, we thank you for that on tonight. God, we bless you. We praise you. We adore you. We lift you up, God. We just don't take you for granted. We will continue to bless your name. Father, I ask that you would continue to strengthen and uplift my ministry partners, Minister Andrea and Minister Keisha. God, I ask that whatever they stand in the need of, Father God, that you would just touch their lives, that you would continue to shower them with favor, that you would continue to keep your arms wrapped around them and around their children in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for their life. We thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you, God, for their loyalty, their commitment to help others come to a saving knowledge of you. So, God, as we go through this year, I ask for elevation. I ask that you would just enlarge our territories, and not just ours as the ministry leaders in Warrior Women for God, but every woman that is connected to this line. God, I ask that you would just bless with surprise checks in the mail. God, I ask that you would just begin to mount up those who are going to be a blessing to them in their life. Father, we thank you for the mysterious blessings. We thank you for things that are unexpected. We thank you, Father God, for turnaround in our life, turnaround in our finances. We thank you for elevation in you. Father, we just bless you on tonight. And God, we thank you for good health. We thank you for a sound mind. Father, we thank you for a roof over our head, for food on the table. God, we thank you for relationships. We thank you for love. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for being able to love one another. And Father, we will not take it for granted. God, these things we put on your altar, we are putting with anticipation. We are putting in trust, in faith, and in belief that you are going to do just what you said. We know that you are our Father, and we love you. We love you for trusting us enough. We love you for choosing us. And, Lord, we won't take it for granted in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we bless you. In all things, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Just know that we absolutely love you guys, and we want you to have a blessed night in the Lord. We will hear back on Monday as we go through intercessory prayer, and then again next Thursday. We love you. Be blessed, and good night.